Just had a big night here at Guinigwilla J Grounds as Aston Stacks and Guinigwilla battled out in Division 2 of the Credit Union County League. But even on Saturday there's going to be an even bigger crowd here as the annual Dillon Crowley Memorial Tournament takes place. I'm delighted to be here with one of the organisers, Sean O'Keefe. Sean, always thanks for joining me first of all, and next Saturday, like every other year, is going to be a great day here at the club.
No problem, Mike. GCI, we're definitely looking forward to next Saturday. We'll be here bright and early from 8:30, parking up cars and all that.
We're getting there ready, yeah.
Excited. The parents and kids and all the clubs. We're expecting 12 clubs on the day, Mike. We've from all over, East Region and the Main, really. We've 12 teams, like I say. We've Fieries, Kilcommon, Rathmore and Killarney Legion. They'll be all battling out in Group 1. We've Kinmare, Listroy, Glimpsesk and Corra battling it in Division 2. And in the third group, then, we've Cordell, Scartig Glen, Spa and the home team here, Guinigwilla. So, once the sun is shining in the sky, Mike, and the sunscreen out and plenty of water. And
it is the right day for it, yeah.
Great day of football. Dillon, of course, it's all in memory of Dillon Crowley.
Yes, that's what it's for, yeah.
Very special boy who passed away. He'll be actually 21 now this year, Michael. Yeah. So, very important to mark that as well. So, I suppose from Thursday evening, Friday, there'll be marquees and pitches being lined out.
Oh, yes,
and
a lot of work involved.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. We've plenty of help now with the Crowley family and a lot of the club volunteers here as well. So, and Kate Sullivan then and her squad, there'll be plenty of refreshments, tea and barn brack and everything on the day, a few biscuits maybe, keep everyone entertained.
Keep everyone
keep them fueled for the day, Mike.
You had your launch night last Monday night, wasn't it?
We had, yeah, and we had a great turnout and thanks to Seamus Healy, who came and took a photo, and we had some kids out from Legion Spa as well, and from Glenflesk as well, Oren, of course. Oren was out, and lovely occasion, and just to give it a bit of a kickstart and do our draws, and welcome everyone, really, Mike, yeah.
And the action starts at 10, is it?
10, yeah, I think most teams will be here before 9:30, and take the field at 10, which is very important to keep a schedule for the day. And right through, we'll probably have our parade in at the break after the group games. Yeah. Sean O'Sullivan's a great man to line up a Piper.
And
he gets them all tugged off. And it's a lovely spectacle, really, Mike, to see it. All the kids marching behind the Piper in their club colours and
flags. Yes, I see. I was here 2 years ago, I think. Yeah, it was a great day. Yeah, it's great to see them marching around the field. Yeah,
a quick break then on for semi-finals and finals. And hopefully, with the will of God and the bit of sunshine, we'll be out the gap for 3:30 or 3:45 after a big day.
A big day, yep, that's the plan. And like every year, a lot of work goes into it, like lots of people involved and to make sure it runs well on the day as well.
Oh, huge, yeah, and it's a great day. If you've got a bit of weather, it makes all the difference. And the place is a hive of activity, it's great to see. And you know, with a bit of decent weather all along there now, the pitch isn't great, Nick. And
looks brilliant there now, yeah.
Looks good, to be fair, yeah. So all systems go up. And if anyone's around, call in for a chat or a cup of tea and a bit of crack on Saturday. Everyone's welcome.
Come Saturday, yeah. You'll have a great day of entertainment, I guarantee it. And a great way to honour Dillon's memory.
Yeah, guaranteed, especially in his 21st as well. Yes. Very important to remember that.
Thanks for Sean this time, and good luck to everybody on Saturday, and hope you have a great day here at Guinigwilla. Thanks for listening, good luck.